I'm not familiar.
I sincerely apologize for that disruption, and that only shows technology. Thank you, Commissioner. And one of the couple of meetings I want to highlight on the 30th, I really want to say thank you to Los Alamos County staff, Finance Director, Ms. Lucero, Sean, Mr. Dorenkamp. We had a conversation with Great Outdoors Colorado. And the conversation was very, very much appreciated, simply because we got a kind of an open book of what can we do at the county fairgrounds. We are wanting to write a grant through BOCO, and this would be for a walkway, basically a trail around the county fairgrounds. They gave us a lot of good ideas. They sent back a lot of feedback. And what we're going to do from here on is we have to do a feasibility study. We have to engage with perhaps a professional company that can help us see how far we can take the county fairgrounds with the grant dollars that could be available for a project in that particular location. One of the things that I had an opportunity to highlight, that part of our city has been not regularly attended with activities. So if we were to upgrade the county fairgrounds, even perhaps inviting a rodeo company to have several activities throughout the year, it would expose the facility. It would bring more opportunity for that part of the city. But great, great conversations, Mr. Dorenkamp. Thank you for putting that, and Christy and all of you, Paula. It was I really got engaged with that. And one of the things that one of the comments that they made is, looks like we have a project that could be brought up to fruition. So that was really great. Another meeting, Mr. Dorenkamp and I traveled to Yuma County. Boy, I tell you what, I didn't know how far that county was, but it's way up there in the northeast part of before you get into Nebraska. We went to present Department of Local Affairs grant. I feel pretty comfortable that the grant presentation went well. We had some pretty good feedback. The request for those dollars would be to create a couple of more ADA parking spaces around the courthouse, and then to finish the xeriscaping around the courthouse. We have the east, the west side, and the north side of the courthouse that would be the benefactors of a project of that magnitude. So I tell you what, we were invited to go back because that was such a creative project. We actually brought something that they love to fund. And so from that perspective, on that note, a lot of good feedback, wouldn't you say so?
Yes, sir.
A lot of good feedback.
A lot of rainbows and unicorns in that
Yes,
presentation.
yeah,
That
there was not. We did great. So we're hoping that this slightly over $500,000 project that we would be conducting here in the if and when we get awarded, I mean, that's going to be only elevating the accessibility to our building. And gentlemen, that's going to be my presentation. And once again, I want to welcome all of you to today's meeting. And so now let's go to elected officials update. I was checking, we don't have the county assessor present today. So let me call on the clerk and recorder. Los Alamos County Treasurer. Los Alamos County Sheriff. Los Alamos County District Attorney. Los Alamos County Coroner. Hearing none. Yeah, the assessor called me and basically mentioned that she was not going to be available. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I like this team. Let's go to section 5, presentations. We have a TAD presentation by Kara Winters. Do we have her online, Mr. Dorgan?
Let me, one person at a time. Not getting in. If all I have is a phone number, I'm not letting them in. And I hope they don't have one of our known people's name coming in under somebody else's name.
They have Chief Moreno.
He may be for the IPAWS consideration also.
Yeah.
I don't know who 2981 is. Two?
I think she usually, I don't think she has audio on her computer, so she calls in.
Okay, I'm trusting you.
Once again, let me call on Kara Winters for Trinidad Ambulance District. The presentation. Anybody else on the waiting room, Mr. Duncan?
No, sir.
Well, we're going to have to move this item to another meeting, and we're going to move on now to section six. Do we have anyone signed up for a public comment?
Okay.
And at this time, online, anyone that wishes to address this Board of County Commissioners, please raise your hand. Okay, hearing that, we're going to go to the next item. We don't have anything on Section 7, public hearing, or Section 8, unfinished business. So 9A, consideration of RAVE IPAWS mobile safety invoice. Good morning, Mr. Richards.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Board members. Great to see you all this morning. We're continuing our communications restructuring for Los Angeles County. We're doing so many wonderful things. FirstNet, our new phone communication, will be in place probably by the first of the year. So the whole county will be doing the same thing the same way. We're working with the local radio station to provide a generator so they can be on power when things go down. And we're working with ham operators across the county and Orono County. And we're going to have a meeting sometime in the next month or so to try to establish another network of communication. This morning, I bring you the follow-up of the work session we had a while back on the Integrated Public Alert Warning System, IPAWS. And those who aren't familiar with it, it's the Amber Alert. Everybody seems to know what that is. And basically, we'll be upgrading that. And it'll be in conjunction with our smart 911 system, which is our reverse 911. And that system has more detail in it. People can put their information on there. And if they call 911, all their information comes up. The problem with that, only 10, 15% historically in a community sign up for that. That's where the IPAWS system comes into play, where, you know, not only our citizens in our county, but visitors and all those passing through can get a notification of any kind of emergency. What I'm here for this morning is to get the funding for that, because it's $2,000, and which we talked about in the work session.
Yes.
So I'm open to any questions.
Mr. Richards, first of all, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And that when we saw that email going out to the radio station, that's thank you for doing that. I think that's as our communication would be resilient in a time of an outage.
Yes.
That's a fantastic idea. So
we're working on it.
Really appreciate that. And hopefully they'll be the benefactors of the grant. Second, I really look forward to 2025 and see how the system is going to work. You and I had a conversation. We will not be needing a radio, because this thing is going to be serving as a radio and a notification and so on and so forth. So
yes, sir.
we'll see what happens. The one question I have for you, sorry, and I should have reached out to you, the Bill 2 is Los Angeles County E911 Authority. Can you get the company? And I know this is approved, we're ready to write the check. The only thing personally, unless I would like to get this Bill 2 Los Angeles County, period. Can they make the bill to our county? So
the
we
bill
can...
is to the county. If you look for the billing, the agency is, I think, the police department.
The city of Trinidad Police Department, but bill to
right.
Los Angeles County E911 Authority.
Okay.
And I don't think that we are the E911 Authority. They can just, unless I might, I'm going to stand to be corrected here. As
sure.
I read that, I'm thinking... For purposes of an audit, for purposes of, I think it's got to be Los Angeles County, period. And for that, how complicated would it be?
I don't think it'd be complicated at all. It's my misunderstanding. I really didn't handle this well, getting this procedure in place. So if it just needs to be a bill made out to Los Angeles County, I can arrange that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I really would
I can do that with
that.
A phone call, I think. So.
And this... As far as we are concerned, we can table this. And then even on a very special meeting, I don't want to approve it upon contingent renaming and changing. Once we get that invoice, definitely, I mean, we already appropriated the funds. The funds are ready to go.
Yeah.
One thing that one of the governmental accounting standards board regulations is got to be done directly to Los Angeles County. I just want to make that.
Not a problem. Clear.
Okay.
Not a problem. And again, that's my fault. I didn't know how to handle this.
You know,
very
humanity
well.
And oversights are going to happen, and
yeah.
I think we appreciate that. But commissioners, any, and I stand to be correct.
No, I concur. I think we should need to have it properly documented before we move forward. But again, thank you for, Mr. Richards, what you're doing. This program is going to be great for the community, working with radio stations and just having this type of networking available to the residents of Los Angeles County is tremendous. Thank you for your efforts on it.
Yes, sir.
Well, with that being said, I'll make a motion to table.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
And Mr. Richards, as soon as we get that.
Thank you very much. I'll get
okay.
that fixed.
You bet. Thank you. We're going to go to 9B, consideration of county court renovation millage change order number 2. Back to you, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commission, before you for your consideration is change order number 2 with Millig. This is for the relocation of the FCU unit in the county court due to the remodeling work. It's in essence one of these floor units, what I call a floor unit, and they're moving it from where it was actually installed to the south of it in county court so that it will not be behind the jurors. Seating currently where it's located will be behind the jurors.
And the net increase is $10,593.90, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay.
Because they're going to not do like they did here, just add an extension. They're going to drill new holes through the floor in the correct location.
They couldn't just, I don't know. Never mind. We're trying to save dollars here, but commissioners, any questions on this particular change order?
The question was, Mr. Kreiman and the courts able to get underfunded to pay for this? We had mentioned in our meeting the request.
It's part of the fund balance, I guess I would call it the balance that we still have left in this project.
We're going to spend the full $30,000, so they're going to reallocate the $17,000 left.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not coming out of county general?
No, it's underfunded.
Great.
We had a balance of the design project.
Very good.
So
good.
That's what
we're okay. And commissioners, I'd also add that the consultant Millie is not charging for any of their work in this movement, although they could very well do that based upon our contract.
Okay. Commissioner Haas, any questions? Hearing no questions, I will entertain a motion at this time.
Move to approve County Court Renovation Millage Change Order Number 2.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatch?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9C, consideration of courthouse phase three, Millick change order number three. Back to you, sir.
For your commissioners, for your consideration, it's change order number three for HVAC system with Millick. What Millick had to do is he had to pull and replace four circuits of cloth wire, rag wire, that was still in place here in the courthouse. You have some more of it here in the courthouse in order for them to hook up their electrical components, some of their electrical components for this HVAC system, and actually pass electrical inspection. And the drawings that they were working off of had indicated that the cloth wiring should have been replaced. So I'm asking the board to go ahead and approve this, and I have sent this invoice with further communications with the prior consultant, Miller or Wilden, and asked them to pay for this. And there's some other issues we have with Wilden too, but we'll discuss those in a different venue. So I ask the board to approve this $10,539.90 change order.
And a question I have, where are we going to pull the funding for this change order?
On this one, Mr. Christie Coley, I'm going to guess contingent.
And then we'll see if we can go with the former company to reimburse us for that. Okay, take a legal process probably.
Okay. Any other discussion on this change order? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve courthouse phase three, milling change order number three.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Hopefully that's the end of it. 9D, consideration of letter of support for Colorado Parks and Wildlife State Land Board multi-use lease renewal. Mr. Dorenkamp.
For your commissioners, for your consideration, it's a letter of support for the Colorado Parks and Wildlife multi-lease renewal for the Spanish Peak State Wildlife Area. They have been leasing this property since 2002. I believe it's what Mr. Michael Brown with CPW had let us know. So that's for to approve this and then authorize Commissioner Felix Lopez to sign.
Commissioner Hess, any questions from yours?
No.
Just a comment. I'd like to support this and move forward with this. For the hunting and wildlife for our community members, I think this is a vital piece of acreage, 560 acres for our state wildlife area, for our community members, for out-of-staters, for purposes of hunting, and I really appreciate the state for doing this time. With that being said, make a motion to approve the letter of support for Colorado Parks and Wildlife State Land Board Multi-Use Lease Renewal.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, and thank you. There's a lot of great history here when you read all the communication that went back and forth. 9E, consideration of Pinyon Canyon Maneuver Site Pipeline Relocation Letter of Support. Back to you, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, as the title explains, this consideration of Pinyon Canyon Maneuver Site Pipeline Relocation Letter of Support that I'd ask the board to approve. We can get this forwarded to the Department of Defense and all of our state and federal, I guess it'd be federal legislators.
Mr. Dorenkamp, just a very small, from my perspective, when you look at the letter, thank you so much for penning and drafting this letter. Under the introduction, second paragraph, the last line of that paragraph says, "To our soldiers," I like to actually put, rather than "for our," will dramatically reduce the risk to soldiers, and perhaps strike that hour. And if I may, on the very, very last paragraph of the same letter, the time for Congress to fund this pipeline reallocation is upon us. On the very second line, readiness of, and then our. I just don't want to claim that there, since we're writing the letter, okay? If I, commissioners, if you would be agreeable to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And then a little background for the folks online or listening. We've been working on this white paper for over a year and a half, moving forward. And the main purpose of this is letter support is to assist the U.S. Army in utilizing the entire base that they have available to their disposal and encouraging them not to have to move forward with any procurement or eminent domain of other surrounding lands. This, I think, is their request to us for support, and this is the entire purpose to assist them for their training needs at Pinon Canyon. And recently, Congressman Lamborn had indicated that there is some funding available to assist with this program. He is just in office for a couple of more short months, and I felt that this was the time to move forward with this to see if he can actually procure that funding mechanism before he's out of office. We did have that conversation in this room a month ago with a work session and asked if there was a succession plan at that time. It was not. So I asked to Mr. Dornkamp to move forward with this at this time. I've also contacted the city of Trinidad, Mayor Grego, and let her know that we will be planning to move forward with this and get them a copy of our support letter or white paper as it is quote considered, and as soon as we adopt this today. So the city can make their own determination. Our schedules are just too busy for the next 2 months to do another joint session. And I think time is of the essence.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your work on this, Commissioner Lopez, and the white paper.
Mr. Dornkamp really did the majority of this stuff. The U.S. Army did assist us with a as well, I think, in some of the initial documentations of about a couple of years ago, the original documents. So I believe it's time to move forward with this, and we can assist Congressman Lamborn in getting the financial support he needs and maybe get this project of up to $40 million to $50 million completed.
Thank you, sir. Any additional discussion? Hearing that, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the Pinon Canyon Maneuver Site Pipeline Relocation Letter of Support.
Second the motion.
Mr. Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9F, consideration of OBCC number 7023, a treasurer tax purge in the amount of $38,794.71. And we believe we have Los Angeles County Treasurer, Ms. Leonetti, online. Any questions? So, Ms. Leonetti, any information you would like to attach to this line item?
Can I just make a comment real quick? Good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
Good morning.
Yes, this has been ongoing since 1992, and it was I was aware that Tassler Pallet Company, wherever they are now, I don't even know if they still exist, never paid the taxes. It's just improvements for a building. But Mr. Baudino from GNC Trucking has since purchased it in 2007, and he has been keeping up with the taxes on the improvements since then. So he's been getting a tax bill for these past taxes, which I don't believe he owes.
Thank you, Ms. Leonetti. For the information to the board, Mr. Baldino has contacted me regarding this with also with Mrs. Leonetti. We asked him to provide the following information regarding ownership and the original agreement he had with the Tassler Pallet Company. he has done so, proving that what Mrs. Leonetti said is exact to be true at this time, and it is not his responsibility moving forward. And I would ask for support in this today for Mr. Baldino and GNC Trucking.
Thank you, Council. No comments? Commissioner Hass?
The funding for this.
This is just the tax purge. So he will not be owed it anymore to the county. So it's not an expenditure. It's just a revenue that will not be able to be capitalized on.
Yep. Thank you, Ms. Leonetti. I appreciate you being here. Any additional questions? If not, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve OBCC number 7023, Treasurer's Tax Purge in the amount of $38,794.71.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, thank you. 9G, consideration of bid for Canon color copier for Treasurer's County Clerk Extension Office and Accounting Offices. So, Finance Director?
So we bid it out. We bid out for the treasurer, the clerk and recorder, extension office, and the county office. Our Canon copy machines were up for bid. So we received two bids from Goldman's and from Tascosa. After reviewing, Goldman's came in at $105 per month. Tascosa is $126.87 per month. Let's see, even the copies, Tascosa's images for a black and white were 0.008 cents. Color was 0.06. And let's see what Goldman's was.
0.06, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And you might have to step in. My computer, it keeps going out. Oh, here it is. Okay. And then for black and white, for Goldman's was 0.006, and for color is 0.049. So the lowest cost is Goldman's. So if we would recommend that for all four copies, we go with Goldman's.
What is the number of years attached to this?
It's a 60-month.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, you'll see it in terms of 60-month.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioners, any questions for Finance Director Poverly?
We have been, I believe, with Goldman's for a number of years now, and the service will remain the same in this contract, and the inks and all those stuff that hasn't changed.
Correct. Yeah, when I spoke to Tesco, so they were the same. They're going to offer the same. And like I said, we bid it out, but Goldman's did come in less.
Yeah. If there is no other discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve Goldman's 60-month bid for Canon color copiers for Treasury, County Clerk, Extension, Accountant Offices.
Second motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you for all the research. Consideration of ReSound high-speed internet bid grant letter of support. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, for you for consideration is a bid letter of support to ReSound internet service. They have expressed an interest in providing perhaps internet service out in the eastern part of the county through the B grant. They are already currently scheduled to do some high-speed upgrades out in the eastern and northern part of the county through the Rural Development Opportunity Fund that I believe the FCC had those funds available. So I'd ask the board to approve this letter. Allow for my signature on.
Commissioners, any additional conversation on this? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the ReSound High Speed Internet BEAD grant letter of support.
Second the motion.
Mr. Hass?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. 9I, consideration of RETAC grant application for Kim Area Volunteer Fire Department and Ambulance Service. Chief, we have. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, commissioners. Just wanted to give a few quick notes and then talk about the application. I think you guys were aware we had applied for the LifePAC grant through the state, a 50-50 match, and we got that up and going. And this grant application is for a Lucas 3 device, which is an auto CPR device. We had our fundraiser earlier this year and had $5,000 earmarked as restricted funds towards this purchase. And with this grant from RETAC, we'll be able to purchase a certified pre-owned Lucas device. So we believe in our area with the extended transfer times and less volunteers as we keep going, having this CPR device that'll help provide quality CPR during a cardiac arrest will be beneficial to our department and the community.
Thank you, Ms. Shannon. Good morning, by the way. Thank you, and have read your documentation, and there is a lot of good information, and because of the geographical isolation that you have, much appreciate all the language that you put in here, well-written documents. So, commissioners, any questions for Ms. Shannon?
Just a big thank you to Ms. Shannon and all of the folks that are out there in the Kim area with our volunteer fire department and ambulance service. Please send our sincere gratitude for all of those folks out there assisting in these emergency situations, Ms. Shannon.
I thank you, and I'll pass that on. And it can't go without being said that Trinidad Ambulance District and you guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without the support from everybody over there. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for that. And before we go to a motion, I want to really give a big shout out on the scary opening house that you all had that night. we walked through the Trinidad Ambulance, and I tell you what, congratulations. That building is incredible. I mean, it is, I think it's going to be reaching the capacity sooner than we have calculated, but congratulations on a job well done. And for the hospitality that you extended to all the attendees that night. Chief Moreno and you, sir, thank you so much for all the work that you did for this community. So having said that, any additional questions for Ms. Shannon?
One comment. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to attend, but I have bigger priorities. My grandson wanted me to walk with him in Pueblo. I was bodyguarding in Pueblo. With that, I'd like to make the motion to approve RETAC grant application for Kim Area Volunteer Fire Department and Ambulance Service.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day. 9J, consideration of Spanish Peaks Outdoor Coalition Grant Letter of Support. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is a consideration of Spanish Peaks Outdoor Coalition grant letter of support for a second round of funding regarding our coalition. And I'd ask the board to approve it and permit me to sign it.
And this, thank you so much. I think the last conversation, the last meeting we had is South Central Council of Governments was identified as the fiscal agent. We like that.
They're the fiscal agent for our current grant, that's correct.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess if this grant is successful, we will ask them to be the fiscal agent for these funds also.
Very good. Very good. Commissioners, any questions, discussion for regarding this line item?
No, just a conversation as a board member of South Central Council of Governments. We're proud to assist and help in any way we can for this particular coalition and others' endeavors with our new director, Mr. Brian Blasey. I believe the board is being opened up more for any other types of pass-through grant agency or as the agency to do so. So please feel free to folks listening on the call today or county or city governments to make sure to include that there is another opportunity here in Los Angeles County through South Central Council of Governments to move forward. And by the way, Mr. Blasey was also very supportive in assisting with the information that we got and working with our lobbyists for the Transportation Commission issues of our merger, the possible merger of South Central Council, South Central TPR to Southeastern. So played a vital part in that as well, and assisting in some phone calls and some meetings and that. So with that being said, I make the motion to approve the Spanish Peaks Outdoor Coalition grant letter of support.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. 9K, consideration of retail liquor license renewal application for the Royal Tavern. First question, Council.
Commissioners, I was provided this application for review on November 1st. On the same day, I responded back requesting more information regarding the law enforcement calls. From what I can read in the application, I'm not really certain. I'm not comfortable with what their calls were for. A lot of them say cleared, but there's not a lot more information. I didn't receive a response to that. So I don't know if there is no more information or if they just weren't able to pull it. Because of that, I'm not comfortable that it's a complete application.
Thank you, Council. Always on these type of matters, we got to have that gesture in the clarification. So commissioners?
So I believe, Chairman, and proper procedure would be we'd have to call this up for a hearing, or we just table this until we have a remainder. And we do also have a letter that was brought in today from the Department of Health Department that they're not compliance counselor of a food license as well. So I believe that both of these items concerning this application today would give us grounds to table at this time until we get clarification. If you have a copy there.
If you look at page one,
that came in state yesterday.
Thank you.
That's why it was blocking.
That's fine. Thank you. And we'll reach out to the health department as well. As a board member, I can call up Mr. Chavez as well, or the director Gonzalez, to get more information for you. So at this time, until we get clarification, Chairman, I would make the motion to table this item at this particular time.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, thank you. Section 10, financial matters, consideration of payroll and bills.
Payroll part.
Payroll for the second half of October 2024. Finance Director Coburn.
Payroll as of October 31st is $229,615.75. Any questions on payroll?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Bills paid on October 18th, $116,726.73. Within here, we paid COG for the TAP grant for the Sink Highway, $58,500.
And that was the pass through to the Sink Highway by Highway Legends?
The one that we had discussed, I think.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
So they finally.
We finally paid it to COG. Yeah, because I think Brian had forgot to bill us.
Okay.
We have three packets here of invoices.
Yes.
Let's see, invoices paid on October 23rd. That was for Healthcare Partners of $12,526.93. Invoices paid on October 30th.
Pardon me. Healthcare Partners, that's jail services.
This one here is actually the just the Healthcare Partners. It's not the JBBS.
Okay.
This one here is just for the healthcare. Okay. Yeah, that's what that is. She increased the prices because it's what did she add on this one? Because it's normally, yeah, there's Board of Pharmacy jail license and pharmacy jail inspection. And I think that's going to be a monthly fee from them now.
Okay.
Let's see, this one here on October 30th was $1,364,449.85. So for the taxway and the apron, at the airport, that's what this here is for. We paid Armstrong for $1,022,407.12. Our portion is $73,000. The rest I will get reimbursed. Okay, I've already requested it, just to tell you that. That money's already on its way.
I went to your office twice yesterday. You were busy, right?
I'm already asking for our money. Let's see, for CTSI, this here was for. Was it the backhoe that was stolen? So there was some repairs that we had to, that they gave us back for the repairs of the backhoe, but we sent the money back to them for $30,250.94 for the backhoe. Let's see, this one here, the sheriff for $112,000.
The stolen backhoe that was recovered?
Yeah, okay.
They sent us the money.
They sent us the $35,000.
Then we have to send the money back minus
the repairs.
The repairs, yeah. That they, because there was something, I think they had damaged some of it.
Correct.
Yeah, there's some damages, some sensors and other things missing, so I had to be replaced and had Four Rivers get it operational. And there's still no charges being filed or any kind of desire to even pursue who may have stolen or stole it.
I think one of my initial comments was, I think somebody borrowed it. When they're done with it, we'll find it on the side of the road. And there it was.
There it was.
I don't think it was just a one project operation. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, conversations to be had.
So we agreed with for four vehicles, or no, I think it was six vehicles for the sheriff's department.
Yes.
For our first payment was $112,118.63 to GM Financial.
And on that topic, Director Corbett, just to remind the public, I did get a phone call on that regarding that allocation. That was part, if I remember correctly, the ballot measure for the excess funds that we would incorporate that. So it was voted on the people for the Sheriff's Department moving forward. So also to keep our deputies in vehicles that are safe traveling high speeds to our Bass County. And that was the voice of the people. So,
yes. Every year we budget 120,000.
Right.
So every year the 120,000 will go to that one, you know, the 112,000 for the next 4 years.
Now, just for clarification for folks that are listening in or watch the recordings of this moving forward, thank you.
Sure, you're welcome. And that's all I made notes of, unless there's something I missed.
Nope. Any other questions for Finance Director Kimberly? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve payroll and bills payroll for the second half of October 2024.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. I'm to section 11, executive session. The board will meet an executive session under CRS 24642 4B, the purchase, acquisition, lease, transfer, or sale of any real personal or other property interest. A, Hopper Cemetery, B, Aguilar Park. CRS 24642 4B, conferring with the county attorney for the purpose of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. A, Courthouse Phase 2. And CRS 24642 4E, determining position relative to matters that may be subject to negotiations, developing strategy for negotiations, instructing negotiators. A, UMWA, B, 24R002, asphalt paving. Commissioners, at this time, I'll entertain a motion to enter into executive session and stop in this meeting with about 5-10 minute recess.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hans?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you.
You're doing good, Karen.
Commissioners, thank you so much. At this time, I would like to entertain a motion to adjourn, to enter into this regular Board of County Commissioners and adjourn executive session.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. And seeing other items on the agenda, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this Board of County Commissioners on this November 5th, 2024.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you all. Have a fantastic day.